Welcome to week five, Sacred Wholeness. In the first 4 weeks of this course, you explored awareness, thoughts, sensations, and then interbeing, the recognition that experience is not as divided into inside and outside like it initially might have appeared. Week 5 introduces an optional interpretive lens that appears in many contemplative, philosophical, and mystical traditions. That reality can be understood as a single, sacred whole. And that is a way to look at non-duality. Some traditions describe this whole, this sacred whole, as God. Others avoid that word entirely. And you can too. In this course, no religious beliefs are required, none at all. You can be atheist. This lens, this way of looking, is offered simply as one way of interpreting. A way of interpreting an experience that you might already, in fact, be touching. You are encouraged to use this language only if it resonates with you, and to set it aside if it does not. The key idea to learn for this week is that stress is often reinforced by the assumption that you are a small, separate individual living in a vast, indifferent universe. The sacred wholeness lens gently offers a different perspective. The universe is not fragmented. Reality is not fundamentally hostile or indifferent. Individual experience is a local expression of a greater whole. Whether or not you use the word God this week doesn't matter. This week explores what happens when separation softens at the deepest level. In this course, the word God does not mean a supernatural being watching you from elsewhere. It doesn't mean a judge or a cosmic authority figure. Instead, it refers to the totality of reality, the seamless whole in which all experience arises. Awareness and manifestation as one living process. If the word God feels uncomfortable, you can substitute another word like nature, or the whole, or the one, or reality, or the universe. The practice works the same. The core practice is resting as sacred wholeness. This practice builds directly on interbeing, inviting you to experience awareness not as personal or private, but as shared, as universal, as all-inclusive. Begin by settling into a comfortable position. Let the body rest naturally. Nothing to achieve. Mostly just relaxing and noticing that awareness is already present, just as in previous weeks. Just relaxing into open awareness. Just relaxing into open awareness. Awareness that includes the body. Awareness that includes sounds. Awareness that includes thoughts. All just coming and going arising without effort, vanishing without effort, coming and going on their own. Relaxing into open awareness that includes the body, includes sounds, includes thoughts. It includes everything. Is awareness something personal? Gently notice. Or does experience arise within a field that feels larger than what I usually call me? Don't use words. Just notice. Is awareness something personal? If it feels natural, allow the sense of awareness to widen. Not stretching, just recognizing nothing is actually outside of it. You're already aware. Bodies, thoughts, sounds, things, and the space in which they all appear. Some traditions call this wholeness. They call it God. Others call it the universe. Pure being, or reality itself. There's lots of names for it. But you don't need to name it if you don't want to. Simply notice the feeling of being included rather than isolated. Notice whether stress depends on feeling separate, small, or alone. And notice what happens when you experience a greater whole. You are not dissolving into something else. You are noticing what you are already part of. No effort. No beliefs. Just experience. As we gently allow this practice to now end, notice that ordinary experience continues, and notice that wholeness does not go away. Wholeness does not disappear. Wholeness remains whole. During the practice, you might have experienced openness, peace, neutrality, but you might have also experienced some skepticism, and all of that is valid. This practice is not about generating or producing reverence or feelings of awe. It's about noticing whether separation is as real as it seems. Is it? Even brief moments of inclusion can soften the stress response, and that's why we're here. This week's informal practice is once or twice per day, especially during moments of stress, try this gentle reflection. Especially during moments of stress. Try reflecting like this. This experience belongs to the whole. Or if you prefer, you can think, I am not separate from what is happening. Again, this experience belongs to the whole. I am not separate from what is happening. But these are not mantras or even affirmations. They're just little pointers you can glance at during the week to remind you. Let it point your attention back to direct experience. If you enjoy journaling or doing some reflection later, you can reflect on one of these questions. Did stress rely on feeling separate or alone? How did experience feel when held as part of a larger whole? And which terminology felt most natural for you, if any at all? This way of looking at things is entirely optional. If it feels unhelpful or uncomfortable, you can just return to the practices from the beginning of the program, resting in awareness as awareness. Awareness, thought, sensation, and interbeing are completely sufficient on their own. Nothing else is needed, and nothing essential is lost if you decide to set this language aside. In week 6, attention returns to identity and self-image, exploring how stress is reinforced by rigid ideas of who we are, and how those ideas can soften naturally within awareness.